From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press, I'm Ed Wolf with your news update. Well, I got some vehicle recalls to talk about. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has issued recalls on the following vehicles: Mercedes-Benz AMG G63 2025and Mercedes-Benz G580 2025. Loss of automatic emergency braking is what the recall is for. Chevrolet 6500 XD 2018 to 2026 and 7500 XD 2023 to 2026. Isuzu FTR 2018 to 2026 and Isuzu FV as in Victor R 2022 to 2026 has a recall that the axle stabilizer bracket may detach. That sounds serious. All right. Ford Broncos 2021 to 2023 loose bolt driver seat frame. That's what the recall is for. Apparently you got a loose bolt there. And one from the Honda Corporation for a motorcycle. Honda CB1000 SP 2025 loose gear shift pedal is what the recall is all about. Well, Pigeon, Laker Elementary has welcomed new staff member Scout, a golden mini doodle therapy dog in training. Scout arrives daily with his owner, special education teacher Shannon Popham, and has quickly become a campus favorite, boosting students' morale and attendance. While he doesn't teach math or reading, Popham says Scout teaches important life lessons through his steadfast love, patience, and energy. The school therapy dog program began last year when Popham proposed the idea. She received funding through the Red Fern Scholarship and training guidance through Storkshire Designs, and transportation was provided by Buchholz Transportation. Scout completed puppy school, 6 months of weekly sessions, and 7 weeks of intensive certification training. Grants from Frankenmuth Credit Union and Huron Community Foundation helped cover that cost. On campus, Scout greets students, visits classrooms, spends time with those having a tough day. He must pass an official test to become certified on his first birthday, Christmas Day. Popham says Scout has brought joy to the students and staff, calling him the best Christmas gift I never knew I needed. And we'll be right back after this word.
When it comes to a gun suicide attempt, all it takes is a moment.
My son, Ricky, took his life by the use of a firearm. It broke me, and I contemplated suicide. My grandson, I was gonna have to be here for him. I still own my firearm. I keep it in a safe because I want to keep my grandson and myself safe.
Store your guns locked, unloaded, and away from ammo. Hear more safe stories at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Okay, Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel issued a filing statement after the U.S. Department of Agriculture, USDA, informed the U.S. District Court for the District of Rhode Island that the agency would not transfer available funding to ensure full SNAP benefits are available for November. Today, though, the USDA has agreed to comply with the court's orders with funding partial SNAP benefits in November. We're still waiting for more information on how much Michiganders will receive, but I am gravely concerned that the delay and partial payment will not be enough. Roughly 42 million Americans, including more than 1 million Michiganders, depend on these food assistance benefits to feed their families, and now they will have to wait at least a few more days to receive even a portion of what they need. And that's all the news we have for this hour. You can get your news anytime at thumbnet.net.